At their April 1st meeting, council unanimously decided not to move forward with implementing a vacant home tax following a recommendation from city staff. Vacant homes exacerbate the limited housing inventory, contributing to rising prices and affordability challenges. A vacant home tax would impose fees on property owners of deemed vacant homes, with the goal of addressing these issues. Anne Lindsay with Public Sector Advisory Services at KPMG Canada briefed council on the feasibility of the program. She described the reasoning behind implementing a vacant home tax.
Really, the two main drivers of a vacant home tax are the objectives to increase the housing supply and affordability. A vacant home tax targets residential properties that are unoccupied for an extended period of time. And that financial penalty placed on owners is meant to incentivize the owners to sell or rent those underutilized homes. And that would result in an increase in the overall housing supply by pushing those underutilized properties back onto the market. The other driver is to generate tax revenue, typically dedicated to affordability initiatives. So tax revenue generated from a vacant home tax could be reinvested into affordable housing initiatives, rental assistance programs, and homelessness prevention. But it is important to note that a vacant home tax should really be viewed as a temporary measure to address an immediate need of housing availability rather than a long-term revenue source. The long-term goal of the tax is really to motivate change in the behavior of property owners and eventually eliminate the need for the tax in the future when all homes are occupied.
Other Ontario municipalities have put similar taxes in place, including Ottawa, Toronto, Hamilton, Windsor, and Sault Ste. Marie. However, the tax is still relatively new to the province.
Other than Vancouver, who's had a vacant home tax since 2017, it is very new in Ontario. So Toronto was the first to implement in 2022. So we're really only 3 years in to seeing what is happening in the Ontario market.
The city of Kingston originally started considering the tax in 2023. Lindsay's briefing outlined that implementation would either require property owners to self-declare their property as vacant, or the city would act on complaints from other people. The program would require substantial administrative resources to enforce compliance, including annual property status declarations from owners. The initial setup for a self-declaration-based system would cost between $535,000 and $995,000. With annual operational costs projected to be $250,000. A complaint-based system would be less expensive, requiring about $107,000 to set up and $77,000 annually to maintain. While the tax could theoretically generate revenue for affordable housing initiatives, the potential for tangible change in behavior among property owners remains uncertain. Lindsay also highlighted that annually only 2 to 7 additional properties might be put on the market as a result of the tax. The hefty costs and uncertainty surrounding the effectiveness of the program raised eyebrows amongst councillors, and ultimately led to the staff recommendation not to move forward. Kingston's circumstances have also changed significantly since this investigation began in 2023. While Kingston's vacancy rate in 2023 was only 0.8%, giving cause for the city to motivate property owners to sell unoccupied homes or make them available to be rented, Kingston's current vacancy rate is now 2.9%, which is above the provincial average of 2.7%. Councillor Don Amos asked Lindsay about how this impacts the recommendation.
In your opinion, is the 2.9% Kingston vacancy rate heading and trending in the right direction that potentially this vacancy tax is not really justified in moving forward with?
So typically, CMHC standards is that a 3% vacancy rate is considered healthy. For communities, so my recommendation would align with CMHC's determination that an approximate 3% vacancy rate would be a healthy vacancy rate for the community.
Overall, it was unanimously agreed by council that the costs and uncertainties would outweigh the potential effectiveness of a vacant home tax. As Kingston continues to navigate its housing challenges, the city plans to explore alternative strategies that may prove more effective in increasing availability for affordable housing in the community. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.